Hey y'all, it's your girl Fee, the Top Notch Diva, and your favorite entrepreneur. Well, before I get into it, as always, I'd like to take this time to thank you guys for stopping by my favorite side of podcast heaven. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to listen in with me. So you all know that I am always grateful. So today, you know, it's a little different. Or maybe not. It's no telling. I just want to sit and talk with us and talk about more on the business end and really my people. You know, with TopNotchNews.com, we do business, we do the entertainment with the media, and then we do staffing and marketing. So it's so many things that I've done under the Top Notch Global umbrella. Shout out to my god baby, she just recently turned one, and I was able to do her photos, and I tell you guys, they were so cute. I'm thinking of put them up on the website on our Medium. Sometimes I really don't ever post my photos these days. I kind of just been doing a lot of things. When it comes to media, it goes with how I go, how I feel. Mainly family and friends. So shout out and supporters. Shout out to everybody who supported me from the beginning. You guys know I've been around a very long time. Literally, you know. So it started way back in the early 2000s where oh Lordy, we sung gospel. Me, my sister, and my god sister Sinead, we were under the name of Essence of Praise, but we was been singing with the choir for a long time. But I started my company only because we started doing so much that, you know, somebody had to manage us and kind of like keep things organized and stuff like that. I was the one that was pretty much reaching out and getting us booked and networking and stuff like that. So literally that's how I started my, I would say, marketing in, because that's what I had to do. I had to promote a market for our group or whatever. And you know, we were around for years, won awards, traveled, we did a few TV shows. You know, hey, we it was a lot that was done. In that time, moved on, but from there, I also started working with other artists, and I kind of stayed in that. When the artist thing dropped off, I went into, or not dropped off, but as I was doing the artistry, I started Top Notch News, where I started writing about the entertainers and the news, and I think it was something, a way to kind of blend the artists that I was working with, kind of blend us all together and talk about news together. But that's how all of that started, you know. So today, I'm still doing it. I'm still at TopNotchNews.com. It's just expanded with so many things over the years. From me doing the news, we kind of went into the pictures. And the pictures was because we could. Okay, after a while, if you are an independent artist, right, then you will already know that you have to invest, and it takes a lot of money to get your portfolio started, photo shoots, recordings, promotions, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of money, time, all of that that was invested. So of course funds had to be recouped some kind of way. But so that's how all of those things happened. And then from there, we just continued to grow. We branched off, got other artists and things of that nature, right? But that's what today is about. It's kind of like holding on. And how long do you hold on? You know, the cool thing about this podcast is I'll get to talk, and some are hearing and some won't. I won't lose any sleep because Most likely it won't be people that I know that's going to be listening to this. And if they are listening to it, it'll be years later or something like that, right? So, you know, the cool thing about the podcast is we're just able to talk about, just generally talk about what's going on in life as an entrepreneur, because I want to be honest with everybody. I want those who are entrepreneurs and say that they're serious about it, because we talk a lot, but we don't do a lot of actions, right? And this is just the truth. And I've been around long enough that I'm not going to tell you a story, trust and believe, which is why I just gave the whole beginning of how I started. You guys know how I am now, staffing, media, marketing, and more, right? And it started from me just being a gospel artist trying to sing for the Lord, okay? And this is early 2000, and this is, I'm now 2024. So I'm not going to tell you a story. It's been a lot of investing, and the cool thing is that I've gotten a lot of recouping from what we've earned. But the ball never stops. And honestly, as an entrepreneur, I just feel like, you know, I could have been further than where I should be. You know, I've always did this nonstop, but periodically, if that makes sense. So I've always done my media. I've always worked, but it was independently working. It was always forward and not that pushback. And that's what our subject is. It's like, how long do you work before you saying, okay, this was fun and now we're going to go ahead and move on? Or do you hang in there? Because a lot of times, you guys know, if you follow me on my social media, hold on one moment. I hope that my card isn't messing up. But if you follow me on social media, it's going to be a lot of, I try and push you guys and give you information. You're either going to have information about staffing or opportunities that can push you to the next level, or it's going to be some kind of motivation that's going to be happening, right? So that's pretty much where we are. We want to find out and know, okay, pushing is awesome, pushing is great. But when is enough enough and too much too much? Is there? That's what I want to hear back from the listeners that we do have. Is there a time where too much is too much? Where, Felicia, I'm tired, I'm ready to throw in the towel, I've been doing this for a while, and I just don't want to do it anymore. So let me talk about some reasons why being an entrepreneur can be somewhat difficult. The thing is that there's a lot of investment. That was, I was talking with you all earlier, I talked about the investment in the groups and things of that nature. It begins to become costly because you want to make sure that you have everything in place that you need, right? So what ends up happening, and what happened in my case, is I literally had to start my media, which is my photography and videography, because I had to learn it. I could no longer afford to pay for the artist that I was managing. And then the downside to this is I started, or the other side, because there is never a downside. I only grow from everything that I do. So I started things just off of, okay, this is how it's going to work for me. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the quickest way, the right way, or the way that's going to get me the funds back that I'm going to invest, right? So it's a lot of things that you want to keep in mind. Another thing that you want to keep in mind as an entrepreneur, a lot of times, is that we are solo. We're starting alone. And when you start alone, you want to get out there and network with people. And that's some advice that I want to give. I want to give you guys advice that's going to help you get to the next level. Because you can. The time where I became as known for Under My Media was I was so busy out there. I don't know how many covers I've done, guys. Just out there getting my feet to pavement. You have to do that. You have to push. You have to promote. You have to market yourself, especially if you are an entrepreneur that do not have the money and the funds behind you. Okay? And a lot of times we feel like you feel that we're the ones that's giving up because we don't have the funds and we have to push and everything. We have to promote and this and that. And guess what? It's gonna be okay, because if you stay put, and if it literally takes that one client, that one situation, that one moment to turn your business around. Okay? It literally does, you know. And for those who are listening, who are entrepreneurs, I want to encourage you. I'm encouraging myself with this particular podcast that you can make it. Now, for those who are in the industry, are in business, can support an entrepreneur, I want to encourage you to reach out to someone that is looking or that's seeking business, that have their own business, that's an entrepreneur. Reach out to them. And guess what? Talking can be free a lot of times. Now, you don't have to go into no consultation. You don't have to give a bit, but give somebody some information that can help them. I mean, literally, I've read books. And it's great, you know, but the truth is that it just takes a little bit more time when you are alone. So if you're somebody out there that can give knowledge to someone and you see that they are out there working, you see they're out there promoting, you see they're out there advertising and marketing, and nobody even clicked one like, nobody even clicked one share. Maybe you have what they need in order to get to the next level, which is some type of advice, which is maybe even a service. Maybe you guys can partner on some things. You might see something that they do like, and you want to reach out to them. It doesn't matter who it is. I want to encourage everybody, because we need each other to get to the next level. And this podcast today is, you know, literally about sometimes people feel like they want to give up. And the question is when is enough and too much when it comes to being an entrepreneur and pursuing your business? For me, over 20 years, enough is never enough. Too much is never too much. Now, you know, the older I get, the less I do. I will say that. I'm literally, I do things differently. I've done it so long, it's kind of like I am totally set up with my systems. Meaning, I try to focus on things that's going to really give the attention to what's needed. And it's going to actually mean something. You know, a lot of times we talk about things so much and never get not one thing accomplished. You know that money is time, and time is money. And the more we sit around and talk about things that's not getting done, the more we wasting time and money. And over the years, I know when someone is literally just talking. And the side to me that God made, and I question a lot, not God, but I question this part of me, is like, why are you still listening? Felicia, why are you listening? You know this person is not going to pursue the dream that they are giving you. And one of the major things that I want to push for those who are saying they're entrepreneurs, artists, or they have their own dreams, get you a budget. Stop looking for others to invest into you. Guys, I've invested so much money into other people that I've gotten no return on. I've gotten a thank you and a I see you, you know, successful, or I see you doing your thing. Okay, you know, and that's a part of over the years I had to learn to get to the point, and this is something recent, honestly, of, okay, not doing this anymore. Guys, it's your dream. When you team up and you partner with someone, you add to that. You add to your goals. That's financially. If you have talents, if you have whatever vision you have, you invest into that. Not just your team. You invest time. You invest finances. You invest ideas. And you push them all to fruition. You push them all to completion. You push them all to even start. We need each other, y'all. That's what this one is about. It's 15 minutes. Actually, closer to that, 16 or whatever. It's closer to 20 minutes. And you guys know I don't usually talk long, but I literally have to take some time and talk to my entrepreneurs. This time, you know, a lot moving forward, I may not be given. Well, no, because I do the entertainment and I write it. Make sure you're going to topnotchnews.com. When you are on the main page, you can click wherever you go, wherever you would like to go, media, entertainment. You can always go to Legal Shield. If you're, especially if you're looking to fix your credit, or if you're needing advice or needing to get with an attorney, you can get plans available under $20, especially when it comes to preparing your credit. Listen, guys, if you're listening to the Known Not Popular podcast or going to topnotchnews.com/TV for media, because you can hear the podcast there too. I'm here to motivate. The information, even though I am quite entertaining, thank you to push you to any means necessary. And if this is not the place, by any means necessary. And if this is not the place for you, then I don't know what to tell you. You're going to stay around a little longer and it's going to become the place for you. Because you can do it and so can I. And until next time, it's your girl, Feed the Top Notch Diva, and your favorite entrepreneur. I had to do a quick pause earlier. So if it's a little bit choppy or if it got a respin, hey, I love you anyway. Thank you guys again for stopping by my favorite side of podcast heaven. It's your girl, Feed the Top Notch Diva, and your favorite entrepreneur. Until next time, peace.